been dragged to the sidewalk and beat until you pissed blood. R-S-T-U-V W-X-Y-Z. I lost my hand. I lost my bride. Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
No, not the bees. Not the bees. I love my eyes. My eyes. Screaming at the door.
And okay, here we go. And we're back. Welcome back, folks. Yet another episode. A little behind the scenes going on right now. This is like our third start.
Third time's a charm, man.
Yeah, having some little bit of technical difficulties, but hey, man, good old-fashioned Surface Pro. I mean, it's only been like 200-some-odd episodes. It's bound to let you down at one point.
Yeah, right? Had a good run.
Yeah, I had a good run, yeah. That's the best way to put it. Okay, Chicago. We're going to Chicago at the end of the month. Snooze and Booze is traveling there. Maybe do a podcast from Chicago.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we're going there from Little Sister Sam's birthday. Going for the weekend if you guys want to join us, you know.
We'll be live streaming.
You've been there before, right?
Yeah, like back in 2016.
Yeah. I usually stay in Joliet, but I know I know everyone wants to stay in the city and all that stuff, but I don't know. I haven't got any rooms yet, but wherever we...
Same.
Know. Yeah.
But I mean, like, the further away from, like, downtown, it'll be a lot cheaper, of course. I mean, I don't know, like, what... Do you know if, like, everybody else or anybody got anything?
No, they're all waiting on kind of somebody else to make the first move. I like I said, I usually stay in Joliet, and it's only 25 minutes from inside Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that far. But, I mean, if everybody wants to stay in the city, yeah, I guess I could grab something closer. And I don't know who's going to be sharing rooms. Y'all are more than welcome to share just with me and whatever, just one big room or whatever.
I mean, we could do that. Like, everybody pitch in, we'll get, like, a big-ass pad or something.
Yeah, however they want to do it. I'm not opposed to anything. But it's not like, I mean, I usually just do Holiday Inns or Best Westerns. They're not usually more than 120 per night. And I think we're only staying like 2 nights.
Yeah, so. Right, yeah. Friday night, Saturday night, and then come back Sunday.
And I don't know who's going to car, but I have a rental. So if anybody wants to just ride with me, like, I don't know if anyone wants their own vehicle, whatever, but I have a rental and that's not a big deal. If you guys want, whatever.
Sounds doable.
Excuse me. But yeah, it'll be cool. I'll be in the area, so just kind of hop over a state away, you know. I'll be in it's Bluffton, Indiana, where I'm actually at, but that's really close to Fort Wayne. Have you heard of
Fort Wayne? Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Like, I don't know if you listen to Crime Junkies? I think we've talked about
it. Oh, we talked about it before, yeah.
Well, they're based out of there, so they're...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where so I don't know if that gives you, like, a area where they're at or whatever. They always talk about that stuff, yeah.
Hey, tell them to come on out, you know.
Sure. They're like, legitimate huge... Are you watching Only Murders in the Building?
No, I haven't.
It's really, really good. Yeah, I'm keeping up with the second season. It's really good.
Right, it looks appealing. Like, I'm definitely down to watch that one.
It's like, I like Selena Gomez because she fits in really good. Because obviously Steve Martin and Martin Short are going to have chemistry, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They've been doing it forever, and they're just pros, and they've worked together forever. So it was, at first, when you see, like, Selena, she doesn't fit in at first with them. Because she's number one, she's a little cold and to them, and with good reason, aside from the generational thing, like, that's just her character. She's very, like, sheltered. She's got her walls up.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little bit to break in until she's finally, like, friends with them. I mean, it's earned. It's earned. The friendship is earned. But the way they do it, it's I don't know, it's just, like, you know what? I could see their, like, it makes sense. Like, oh, I could see this person kind of hanging out with them and having fun, you know, or with the crew, with these two guys.
Right, right.
Wild and crazy, dude. No,
the wild and crazy guy.
But yeah, it's cool, man. I recommend it. Yeah, Patty's watching it. My sister Patty's watching it. So sometimes, like, I'll go, oh, did you check this episode out? Whatever. It's just funny to have a show like that where, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You know what I've been rewatching is Better Call Saul again. So I've been rewatching it in for the closing. Like, I'm already in the halfway through the fourth season, and I just started, like, a week ago rewatching it.
Oh, okay.
So I've just been nonstop in it. Man, it's so good. Like, I honestly think now it might be better than Breaking Bad for me, yeah. But, I mean, the right A and B. 1A, 1B.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? Definitely. But, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for, I guess, a couple more episodes into, like, this, like, last segment.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, start rewatching it, so I don't have to, like, wait for the next episode, you know, like...
Yeah.
To, like, come out, so I'll time it, like, wherever maybe it's just, like, a couple of episodes left, you know, just in series, essentially.
Sure, yeah.
And then, just, like, just run through the rest of it. Just be sad.
But you've seen the whole thing already, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's the... I wonder what makes it so good. I was trying to remember, because there's so many essays on it as well. I'm always sending you stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if there's been a show that's had so much like stuff written about it that's new. Like, I get it for the old ones and stuff, but like it's relatively new, you know, within the last 5 years or so. And there's just so many essays on each character. It's so good. It's written so well. Right. And I found what's interesting, what I've noticed on immediate rewatch is each episode is essentially three different stories that connects mildly, but essentially you're following Nacho's character, you're following Mike's character, Mike Ehrmantraut, and you're following obviously Saul or Jimmy's character, and all their stories, they intervene, but not really, you know? You know they connect at the end, but right now everybody has their own, so you're basically watching three shows in each episode.
Okay.
You know, that's how the way I was looking at it. Like, so it keeps you interesting so you don't get bored. Oh, I've been on this one for so long. Like, you're not just... It keeps, like, variety is a taste of life, zest of life type of thing. You know, each episode gives you three different plot lines, essentially. So it's kind of cool. Like, right now I'm in where they're building the lab underground. Are you familiar with... You've seen all of them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
all the German dudes. The German workers, they're building the lab right now.
So Keisler, that's what was his name? Right, Keisler, right?
Heffenweiser.
Yeah, there you go. That's the guy.
So I just remember Kai, the annoying drunk one. but right, so that's the story with Mike going on, and he's genuinely friends with the foreman, or the main engineer. But it's already, you can see him, like, he's going to be a problem. He's going to be an issue because he just can't take being away from home for so long, and you can already tell. Well, that's that. It's a great storyline. Well, you also have the Nacho thing, because Lalo has just been introduced. Lalo Salamanca,
who's probably
the best villain next to Gus Fring right now.
Damn.
I think
pretty fucking good.
Right. I really like that. He's very charismatic, but very smart. And like, he's a physical threat, he's a mental threat, and he's also like that sly personality. Like, he's almost Saul Goodman if Saul Goodman was part of the cartel.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what he is. So right now, he's in. That's Nacho's story, because he's dealing with this guy just brand new introduced to take over for Theo, you know, for Hector Salamanca, who's now the little building. And then you obviously have Saul, Jimmy's storyline, which is he's trying to get his, you know, trying to apply back for the bar. Him and Kim are having problems because they're not letting him become a lawyer yet, etc. So it's like, it's three really good stories that on their own could be each individual show, but you have them all in one episode, and each one gets enough attention.
It's very subtle. It's not like overbearing where one like overdoes the other one.
Right, right. And they, like I said, all these three do interact eventually. I think that's why it's almost like a shared universe in one show.
Huh.
You know, kind of like that's what was cool about watching all the Marvel movies, because if you see that Easter egg, it connects to that one. That was a cool thing to see, be able to have a whole puzzle together where you're having that in just one episode. I think that's one of the reasons it's so good. It's like you're not losing your investment in something. You know how some shows you almost keep watching just because you have to. It's almost like an OCD thing. You're invested already,
right,
so might as well.
Right.
This one doesn't give you that. This one's like it rewards you for being invested in each character. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just theory, but that's what I have. That's what I got. Why it's so, one of the reasons why it's so good. You know,
hey man, it makes sense. Like, just thinking from like the beginning, spoiler alert. Just like him, like, you know, trying to do the thing with like the two kids, like skateboard kids, you know, getting hit by the car, and then from there, and that's where, you know, they introduce Tuco.
Yeah, he's back in it. Yeah,
but just like very subtle, you don't know like just how crazy he actually is. You know, you just know that like, he's some kind of threat, but you just don't know to what extent until you like watch the series and, you know, Breaking Bad.
Right.
You know, just how insane that guy is.
He always gets the love from the homies. He's got his shit pushed in.
That's funny.
Same character, you know.
Is it?
No.
Tuco.
No, but that, you know, we're making a little Training Day joke. That technically is connected to the DC universe.
Training Day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So David Ayer, who's the director of Training Day, he in his world, all his movies are connected. And he did Suicide Squad. And the character of El Diablo, who's played by Jay Hernandez, in the Suicide Squad, he's part of the Hillside 13 gang, which was the main gang, Mexican gang in Training Day.
Huh.
So in his, because he thinks like End of Watch, like all his movies are all connected in his, you know, in his universe, David Ayer universe. So that's kind of, that's to me, that's cool. So technically now the DC universe is part of that, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What have you been watching? Anything else? What you been up to?
Finished The Bear.
So good, right?
Oh, man, great.
Dude. I think I finished it, yeah, the same thing last week in the hotel. I think I had an issue at first, but it kind of saves it for rewatches. Because if I felt like I was watching a sequel to something that I never saw.
Like something was already going on that you feel like, okay, like what's before this?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, and they jump a lot between episodes. So it almost feels like you're missing an episode in between episodes. That's the only thing, that's my only critique on it. But, and that's not a bad critique to have that I want more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad critique. I mean, maybe that's, I mean, that's what most shows should do, keep you wanting more, right? Like, right. Oh, you wish you had more. But it's real, it reminds me of Shameless. It does, you know, not just because the actor there, and it's also set in Chicago, but it's like fucked up characters who are trying to do something and things outside the circumstances keep pulling them down, and they're still trying to do better, you know what
right.
I mean? Like, I don't know. That's like, that's what I was getting, you know what I mean?
Like, that's what makes it relatable, as opposed to, like, you know, like, a character that's very well-rounded and everything kind of works out for them. Like, it, I don't know, maybe it has, like, a realism.
Yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
You know, like, something goes wrong and something worse, you
we
know,
we should go visit that restaurant where we're
oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't realize
didn't
that.
About
yeah.
that. Yeah, super down, man.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. My cousin Junior, he went with us to Ensenada. We went to a little vacation thing over there, and he took pictures in front of the Shameless houses when he was in Chicago, so I thought that was kind of cool, yeah.
We could try the Home Alone. Yeah, the Home Alone house.
Oh, yeah,
just,
that's
like,
over there,
up
too.
North of Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's up there, too. Yeah, we should go do the whole tourist thing.
Touristy thing, yeah.
Last time I was there... Well, I did that the first time I was there. Now it's just... I don't know. I just sometimes I just want to go home, so I don't take the extra time. But whenever when I was first there, absolutely, I did that. I did, like, a whole little river tour. Because they have like a whole, you can do a boat ride,
right,
and you can drink on it and everything, and they and it pretty much takes you along the entire city in this fucking cool little boat, not a boat, like how to, like a ferry.
Ferry, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've done those before, but they're awesome.
No,
they're pretty cool, and they're not that much money, but yeah, it was tight. We did that last time, and yeah, I'd do that again too. I mean, it's cool doing the tourist thing, but the city is just so cute. It's hard to explain because. If you get a representation of what a downtown is, like, in our minds, we're thinking downtown L.A.
Okay.
And it's not, like, downtown L.A. is, like, maybe a... just because L.A. is not, it's not main for, like, skyrises. We're so spread out, so you have things everywhere, right? That's why L.A. traffic is L.A. traffic, because you're literally driving to get to anywhere. But in places like New York and Chicago, everything's just on top of each other. So the downtown area is the entire city. It's so huge. It's crazy. It's so fucking crazy when you're driving in. Frisco's like that too. I just noticed. You know, you're going into it, and it feels like you could fit 20 downtown LAs inside this one city. It's incredible just how many high rises. You know, it makes sense why Spider-Man can swing from building to building all over New York.
Gotcha.
You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't picture it in really in LA, but you can picture it anywhere into these other cities. It's really really interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's really really interesting. Do you know when you're gonna go? Then are you gonna show up? Early Friday morning, so
like,
I can pick you guys up, or are you gonna go later with Sam and Jackie?
Well, what time are they flying in? You said like
they get
four
in like at 4 or 5?
5,
something around then.
And
they're flying from Long Beach.
I'd probably like go like straight from work. So like I'm thinking
from LAX, yeah.
Like, because I found like I was looking through flights earlier today actually, and found one that leaves like maybe around like 6:30 Thursday night. But then there's like a layover in Vegas, and I don't get in until like maybe like 5:40 in the morning,
in
Friday.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, it's just a thought. Maybe I'd just wander around or something. But it's like $94 for that flight.
Oh, it's cheap.
So that's kind of like why. That's why I find like these ridiculous flights. Where like, yeah, I could probably make that.
I wonder how much it would be if you flew into Fort Wayne and then just drive with me Thursday morning. Oh no. Friday morning, yeah. Because that might be cheaper, right? Because LAX flies to Fort Wayne on United. I know those aren't that expensive.
Okay.
Or you're doing Southwest.
No, like, I saw some for Spirit, and I saw some for American Airlines. No, American was in Long Beach.
Check if it's cheaper for you to fly into Fort Wayne and then just drive with me. It's a 3-hour drive. I don't know.
I don't think
it's not a big deal, but... And then I take off in the morning as well, and we'll go pick up your whatever. We'll work it out, but yeah, see all the options, see whatever whatever works out good. And that would save you a cab ride or whatever.
I could dig
it. I don't know if you're Ubering it or...
Are you going to
get a rental?
Well, no, probably not. Like, I just get, like, a ride.
Ride with us, yeah.
To wherever it is that I'm staying, which I'm still, like, looking into. And then from there, we'll just... I usually just, like I'll Uber to, like, one place. I'll, like, you know, look up, like, shit to do, whatever. Find one place and then, like, say a museum, for example.
Yeah, that's what your sister wants to do. That's what she wants to get in earlier to go do that. So that's what we'll probably end up doing with her before the girls get in.
Oh, okay.
It's funny to me, like, I was thinking about it, like, this is our version of, like... Because I was thinking about this last week, or the weekend, whatever, when I went to the Ensenada, Las Cañadas.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I was with my cousin Junior, with my aunts, you know, our kids were there, his kid was there, some of the other cousins were... It was just funny to me, like, yeah, they, I remember doing this with our dad and Omar and our cousins, and we'd go to TJ, we'd go to Rosarito, we'd go to Ensenada, and we do, like, oh, shit, like, are we becoming our parents, like, that kind of thing? It just hit me, like, yeah, we're doing these road trips, we're doing it to Mexico, of course, because that's where you always go, or you do Vegas, you know, that's pretty much the only, you know,
right.
And but now we're doing the travel thing a little bit more, but it's, we're doing it with family, with cousins. It's like the modern day version of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just because, like, we're becoming them, and you know, slowly but surely. You know what I mean?
Is it genetic?
Predisposition. Yeah, nature versus nurture. Who knows what it is? But it's just funny to me. Like, yeah, we're doing it like our version of it, or our generational version of it. It's a good thing. It's a good.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
I just think it's funny. Like, this was us as kids. I wonder if our kids feel the same way.
The way that you felt like
when we were kids, yeah.
Back then?
Yeah. That's so interesting to me. And it was just cool. I was having a little kind of a surreal moment, like, because I just remember, yeah, I remember being kids with our cousins and our TJ and our cousins in San Diego and, you know, just hanging out, whatever.
Right.
And now we're the adults with our kids having fun and going, and then, like, and now we're the old folks cooking. You know, we're making carne asada, we're having some beers, you know. It's just, I don't know. It was a very surreal moment. And even this trip upcoming, it made me think about this upcoming trip is a version of that, you know. Like, we're all going, you know, vacationing together, you know, siblings or cousins and shit. Like, it's,
right.
It's cool, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's almost like oh, we're growing up. We're growing up without noticing we're growing up.
And then, huh.
I don't know. Do you ever feel that way? Does it hit you sometimes?
Well, like, you know, thinking about, like, you know, way back when, like, when we used to go to, like, you know, Redondo Beach Pier. You
yeah.
know? We used to do, like, family stuff.
That's right.
Like that.
Yeah. We'd wake up at fucking 4:35 in the morning.
That shit was cool, man.
We'd get up and we'd go fishing for the day. Yeah, we wouldn't even get back till, like, dark. Yeah. We'd get pizza from that one amazing pizza. I remember thinking, like, how's the best pizza in the world off a pier in Redondo Beach?
It was only, like, $1 or $1.50 or something way back when.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I just passed by there.
Redondo Beach?
Yeah, like, I was walking down the thing. I went with Meltor a couple of weeks ago to help him do a photo shoot for a wedding.
I think I remember you telling me about that, yeah.
And we went to that, you know, that upstairs bar? Like, I remember we used to see it all the time when we were kids, but obviously when we were kids, we couldn't go in the fucking bar. But it's had like a 360 view. It was all like glass.
Yeah, that's right. It looked like a inside of a lighthouse or something.
Kind of like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember. Yeah,
and we passed by, but I don't think the pizza place is there. Or at least I don't remember. I don't think I was paying attention.
That's sad. Damn. That's like legit something from like my memories.
But
my childhood memories.
Just like walking down there, I'm like, fuck. I remember when we used to like be down there like all the time. Like we used to like mob up, you know, like cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever.
I think that's what was cool about it for me, because you know I was younger, so I'd tag along. But you were just kind of on your own. You're just the dads were fishing, and when we get bored of fishing or we leave the sticks there, we just go walk up and down the pier on our own. You know,
right, just kind of wander around.
Yeah, wander around, like get into trouble.
Man, I remember because we used to get churros all the time there too.
Uh-huh.
At this like one spot. And I remember it had to have been like the last time that we were there, but the only reason it's so memorable is just because like I remember when to go get a churro, and I think like my dad might have already been mad at me for like some stupid shit I did or something. So like he gave me money to like you know to go get a churro, like here,
yeah,
fucking go,
type of
yeah,
shit,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I went to go get the churro, and I remember I took a bite out of it. I'm like, oh, So I guess like what they did, they didn't dip it in sugar. They dipped it in salt.
Why?
I don't know why.
Was
I don't
this
know
like a prank?
I don't know. It, like it, now in retrospect, they kind of look. It could have been, whatever. I'm like, oh. So I like I'm walking back and I'm making like this fucking like Fucci face, right? Like, oh. Then I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, no, I'm good, Dad. Everything's good. So like I try like my best to like wipe it off, you know, like I got like napkins and shit trying to like scrape it off, but like it just didn't make a difference.
I wonder if it was an accident or if it,
I mean, so I don't weird. Know. It's just one of those things where I just tried my best to like, you know, eat as much as I could, but then I don't know if I threw it away or I gave it away to somebody.
That does, yeah, I think, you know what, you gave it to me because I remember eating like a vomit chewder. Like, what is this? Why did you
chew? Vomit chewder?
You baby birded me in it. Like, you have this regurgitated. You know, that reminds me of a funny story with my grandpa, RIP, but we were at Casa Gaminos, you know, Mexican restaurant on here in Alondra. And, you know, obviously he was a lot older. He was getting on, I remember. But he meant to put salt in his Corona, and he accidentally put the cheese grater. You know what I'm saying? You know how you have, like, cheese grater for, like, like pizza shit, like Parmesan cheese. They had that at Cascaminos for whatever reason. I don't know why, but he thought he was putting the salt, and then he put the cheese, and he was like, "Oh man, the beer has gone bad. Nobody eat the beer." No, but he was just like, "This beer tastes weird, man." Or not, he didn't say it like that, but he's in Spanish, and he's like, "Oh yeah, whatever." And then he was like, "What? Yeah, it's, oh whatever." I remember my uncle Daniel like, "Mine's fine. What are you talking about? I had Corona. He's got a Corona too. Mine's is fine.
It tastes pretty good to me."
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, and I just remember looking because I remember seeing him do it, and I remember thinking, you know how that expression like, it's better to be thought of a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt, right?
Right.
It was one of those things like, oh, maybe that's a grown-up thing. I don't, you know, like, I know salt. I mean, like, I knew, you know, because I wasn't, like, young. I was, like, 14. You know, I wasn't a kid. I knew, yeah, you put salt on your beer, Mexican beer specifically. But I saw him put cheese, and I just remember thinking, wow, was that, like, I didn't want to be like, oh, I don't want to be the cool guy that doesn't know that. Oh, yeah, of course you put cheese on your beers. And I remember thinking, like, well, yeah, I mean, beer's made of moldy cheese. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess that makes it. It makes your logic, your kid brain logic made it make sense, right? And that, but when he started saying that I remember like, oh, like, so, oh no, Grandpa's, something's wrong with Grandpa right now. Like he mistook, or it was like a mistaken thing, right?
Right.
And then whatever, when my uncle tastes, because he kept complaining about it, and then my uncle finally like takes a sip, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And then I was like, "He used that." I just pointed like he did that. Like he used this is what he put in it. He's like, oh, and then everybody starts laughing, like, look, no, the beer is bad. Look, you put fucking cheese, pops, you know, whatever they're telling them. Mm-hmm. And it was like a big joke, but that's just what that reminded me of with the churro story.
That's pretty funny.
He did, but you know, as a kid, me, it's like, ah, oh, you did that. Like, I know why. Like, you know, you want to
like,
get it in.
Dumb and Dumber, like,
yeah.
Just like, close him up. That's funny shit, man.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so do you ever have those, like, existential moments? I'm getting it a lot more now that the kids are a lot older. But it's, like, Tom's right now, right? He's been gone since, like, 5. Because he's going to the art walk, you know, the first of, what is it, First Fridays? Or
oh, okay.
In Long Beach. He does that with his friends, you know, he goes.
Oh, for sure.
So he'll skate to his friend's house and by, like, I don't know, by Cherry Park or some shit. And then from there they all walk around or they go check out Atlantic. You know, they say so they do stuff to get, which is great because I love that he's getting out there and he has his buddies to be hoodlums and get in trouble with.
That's
you know.
Funny.
But I love that. I really do like that he likes getting out there. It reminds me of like Sandlot shit when you ride your bikes to the whatever with your.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what it is. And then sometimes he just hang like because I got like the you know the find your phone with him. So sometimes he'll just be at the park hanging out. Like I don't know. To me, it's like cool that people aren't just like. Or kids these days aren't just stuck in the house. You know, they're they get out. Him and his friends get out. They go outside, have fun. And so, even when I pick them up, they're just hanging around the bench and shit. Like I remember doing that with my homies after school.
Right.
We just hang out at the bench at the park. One of us has a guitar. One of us has like a whatever the fuck, and we're just talking shit. You know, and just chilling. And I was like, that's great, man. I thank God that it's not ruined or passed down where like nobody wants to interact or outside anymore. You know, it's kind of cool. I don't
right.
know. But that does give me that surreal moment where, like, fuck, man, I'm getting old. Like, and not in a bad way, but in a, like, surprising way. You know, like, because you don't feel. I don't feel different. I mean, no, I definitely feel tired, but mentally I don't feel different. But you don't, I guess you don't, unless you stop and think about it, you don't really realize it that, yeah, as you get older, basically my kid is constantly reminding me of my my mortality, I guess, but in a good way.
You know what I mean? The way to put it.
Yeah. But, well, for you that doesn't have kids, do you ever feel that way? Or do you have those moments where like, oh yeah, I'm a lot older now, well, you know, that kind of thing? Or do you, how is it for you?
I mean, yeah, you know, like thinking about like stuff that we used to do, you know, just like family shit, you know, when we were younger. And thought like, you know, like even when like, you know, people would come over to like come swimming, you know, like
right.
My aunts and uncles, that was like a thing too. And then I think with the exception of Brandon, you know, because like for a while, you know, like you would come over with his friends and those were pretty much the only pool days that we had, you know, like in recent memory, you know. But I was just thinking like, man, we used to hang out a lot more back in the day. Or not even back in the day, you know, when we just had, like, the group or whatever, you know.
Well, there was
just
definitely more of us that would hang out.
Absolutely, yeah. You know. But then, I don't know if it's because of, you know, the pandemic or whatever, you know.
That definitely put a clamper on a lot of stuff, yeah.
You know, it's just, like, a couple of people that you just kind of reach out to or that you kind of see. As, you know, I guess just life takes you different paths, different ways, you know. It's not like it used to be, you know.
Plus, I do think social media plays a factor because you almost get a false satisfaction out of it because, like, oh, I see you guys online, you know. So there's no almost no need to, like, we don't need to do Sunday barbecues because, oh, well, I just talked to them online or I just, you know, I like their picture. They were good. We're still in communication and contact.
Right.
So you get the online stuff, but you lose that need for physical, right? Oh, you know, there's no need for a family reunion. Everybody kind of is connected online. You know, that means you have that mentality, you know what I mean?
Right.
That might be a factor as well.
Sounds about right.
I mean, I don't know.
But, I mean, yeah, like, stuff, like, I think about, like, damn, you know, I haven't seen so-and-so, or I remember when, or just, like, a random memory will pop into your head, that one time that we, whatever, you know, they just kind of start dwelling on it, sort of, like, dissecting it, like, fuck, we used to do a lot of shit back then, you know? It hasn't been like that in a long time. You know, things are just different now.
Well, I thought, definitely a post-pandemic thing, right? Because then your circle net gets closer or more closed off. So that core group who you still hang out with gets a little bit, like, friends-wise, I mean, Christian and Brenda really are the only ones, friends-wise from that I still see and we still hang out with, you know? Now, aside from, like, coworkers, and even a lot of that time, I when I went to work today, I saw, you know, Martin and Jesse, good friends of mine. You know Jesse. He used to live right there by, off Anaheim, you know, by Loma. He's by the Hawk.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, anyways, like, I hadn't seen him all month. I haven't been home. I haven't been working close to home all month. I've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was just literally there for like 2 hours, and it was just like, right. It almost felt like, oh man, old buddies I haven't seen in forever. You know, that's what it felt like. And these are like coworkers who everybody's working every day, but I still haven't seen. You know, just it felt so off, so weird. Like, man, what? Sometimes even that hits you. But the other thing that came up that I wanted to bring on the podcast is Bottoms Up just closed, right? The one.
Oh, that's right.
And it was, you know, we were talking about it before in the podcast that they were going to shut it down before the end of the year, and it happened even sooner than we thought, but. Whatever reasons it closed down, yeah, whatever, you know. They just, this neighborhood, the regular people just don't want a bar around here. And that's mainly what it was. And there's definitely excuses to get rid of it. I'll say that. Like, there's definitely stuff that was happening or incidents that happened that gave it more fuel for fire type of stuff.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, I personally, I can attest, it was a cool neighborhood bar. It was a great neighborhood bar. Always had good vibes there.
Mm-hmm.
Always had a friendly vibe there. You know, nothing. Rowdiness was very rare. Most of the people there knew they were a good time. And most people who were there to start shit would get kicked out by the regulars or by the cool security. Most of the bouncers were cool. Mostly all the bartenders were awesome. Very friendly. Very get to know. I mean, shit, man. We had a couple of them we were like still talk to and we got them in our phones, and we're like friends. I mean, you did a Vegas trip with, you know, Jocelyn.
Oh, Jocelyn, yeah.
And we've gone to, you know, it's a thing where, yeah, genuine and friends type of shit. So it's very sad, you know. I didn't think it should have got shut down. I wish it was my cheers. I thought so. Very sad. But it made me think about that, where we were just talking about, like, man, there's a lot of really good memories there, because most of our 20s were
stuff
spent
like
there.
That, yeah.
Like, most definitely. Of our 20s were spent there, yeah, legitimately, where I remember being there for, like, Mondays, Tuesdays. Like, we were legit there Monday. Ironically, the weekends were the only days we weren't there, because we were going, like, Queen Mary.
Oh, okay,
clubbing
that's
to, like,
right.
Whatever, we were clubbing, right, figuring shit out to do. But whenever we didn't have anything figured out to do, we just go hang. That'd be the spot to go to.
It was the max.
Yeah, that's from the save of the bell. Yeah, it was the max. But that was legit, like, hey, man, I feel like drinking, feel like having a beer. You want to go to Bottoms? Yeah, let's meet up at Bottoms. And we'd meet up at Bottoms, and we'd hang out. And that was, it was easy. It was just fucking easy. We'd play some games of pool. We'd drink for a little bit, and it was tight. And I think, and I remember there's a couple times where some of the bartenders would hit me up on either on Facebook or they'd text me like, hey, it's dead here. Do you and your friends want to come through?
For real?
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Like, a few times they're like, hey, it's dead here. Nobody's here. And it'd be like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Are you and your friends, you want to come through? And that's where I'd be like, hey, you guys feel like going to Bottoms? And we get a little group. And before I know it, it's like 10, 12 of us. And we'd invite random people. Like, there was like a good like 5 or 6 of us that were always there.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
We'd like bring random people. Hey, come, you know, not random people, but like people who not necessarily part of the group, but just come have some drinks with us. And they'd come, and before you know, we got a good group of like 12, 13 people. And yeah, it wasn't dead, but we weren't like, you know, hanging off the walls, but we were like having a good time drinking. Everybody,
right.
So yeah, it really,
the party.
I was thinking about it. It really hit memories. Like, damn, body, like, a solid 10 years of our life was spent at that bar. And
definitely.
And not regrettably. Like, yeah, cool. In a good way. In a good vibes type of way, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, you know, just like memories at this point. It's just like a landmark, or like, what? Not a landmark. What am I thinking?
A bookmark almost? Like a bookmark that you're, or a chapter in your
something
life?
Something like that, yeah, you know? Where it was like that for a while. Mm-hmm. And you don't really, like, question it, like, oh, it's not always going to be like this. I think that's, like, down the line where it's not like that anymore, then you start, like, reminiscing.
That's an
know?
Interesting way to look at it. Yeah, it's not always going to be like this. Yeah.
You know?
Like, enjoy it while it lasts. It's yeah. almost like our version of, like, college times, having a good time college-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing the frat party stuff. But not really, because we're not frat party douchebags. But you know what I mean? Like, but our 20, you know, because we didn't all go to college together, but our 20s were spent at that bar, hanging at the local bar, hanging out, having fun. It was cool. It was fucking, yeah, I had a lot of good times there. A couple of my birthdays were there.
Oh, pretty sure all of our, like, at some point or other, we all had birthdays.
Yeah.
There, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like doing something. Fuck it. Let's go. Yeah.
It's always a good go to, man.
It was easy. Even for here, for the podcast. Whenever we'd have, like, when we'd have a good guest, we're like, shit, we want to keep it going. Well, fuck it. Let's go hang out at Bottoms. That's what it would usually be. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's sad.
That's some good times, man, for
sure. Yeah, cheers to Bottoms, man. Give it up.
R.A.P.
Don't get wrong. They still have 4 of the bars very close to here, but that was legitimately walking distance shit, you know?
Exactly.
So that's what was so cool about it.
It was a convenience. Mm-hmm. And it was like the one, like, down the street, T-Birds.
Liquid? Yeah. Oh, there's never any business in there. Yeah. That's like a front for, like, whatever's happening, you know?
Oh, right.
It's one of those bars. Legitimately, if you go in there, they have like a fridge for beers. Like, it's you know what it looks like? It looks like a bar in Mexico. That's what those bars in Mexico look like.
Yeah,
but it's rarely any business. It's like I said, it's just like a front for whatever is happening.
It's just dark. There's just like some random people in the corner or something. It's like, am I about to be stabbed?
Dude, that happened to me with my buddy Marcus. He was on the podcast in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah.
We were driving to like far. We were in Corpus, and we were going south, which is already pretty south. But we stopped by like this bar that legitimately was somebody's garage. They had a neon sign outside, but you go in and it's a garage like this, and it looked like this, and it had like a bar, like an actual like bar, but like somebody, think of it like it looked like a man cave.
Okay.
But not like, it looked like a man cave that somebody hasn't kept up like within 10 years. So,
oh shit.
And they had a little TV on the corner, and the guy was just like literally like, No, like, kegs or nothing. Like, it was just a fridge. So, he's like, oh, what do you want? Yeah, okay. So, you grab it, open it for you. Like, that's that. So, legitimate, like, so. But it looked like something, like he, I remember him telling us, Marcus was like, bro, this isn't, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre shit. We're about to get murdered. Let's have our beer and, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, okay. Like, I'm just along for the ride, man. What is happening here? But it was, I don't know. I wish I could have took a picture of it and showed it, Rudy, because the bar was off the middle of the road, like off, because we've been going down dirt road for like an hour, and then we saw this neon sign and like, oh shit, they sell beers there. Like, fuck it, let's go in. And then like we go in, and we're like, wait, is this even a bar? And we go in and they go, come in, man, yeah, take a seat, whatever. And we go in there and like we did. I'm gonna get Coors, you know, whatever, something simple. There you go, you know, whatever. It's all cash only, of course. And I was like, yeah, this is somebody's fucking house, man. That's, yeah. And I was like, I wonder how many, like, people stop by here and end up getting, like, never seen again type
damn
of shit.
Damn, imagine.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, we had that's a beer, we shit. Got the fuck out of there. It gave us those kind of, like, backwoods vibes type of shit. That's what it was, like, delivering shit, you know?
Sounds like a good plan, man. Oof.
But it's fun also. It's kind of fun sometimes getting, like, just lost in shit. You don't know what's going on. Like, you may not know what's happening next. That's just kind of fun, too, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, as long as you make it out, sure.
It's good for stories once you make it out, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for stories. Sense. Yeah, I had more than my share of those in the backwoods of America.
Oh, man. So, are there any, like, places that you want to go to in Chicago? Or just kind of pretty much just open or whatever?
There's a pizza spot that I've been meaning to go to. I got a lot of buddies over there. I might hit somebody up, but whatever you guys want to do, yeah. You know, the museum's fine. We could do that boat ride if you want, the ferry ride.
Oh, that's right, the ferry.
That's fun. There's lots of stuff. We'll figure it out.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's not wanting for things to do. There's literally, you just keep walking and you're going to find some shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a cool city. I like it. It's one of my favorite big cities to visit.
Absolutely. I'm still down to do, like, another, like, one of those ghost tours, man.
Did it have that over there?
Yeah.
Oh, it got to, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gangster shit that happened over there, so there's got to be a lot of, like, those kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, the Congress Hotel? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, the big haunted hotel.
I wonder how much that one is.
I looked. It's, like, 200-something, like, a night it starts. I was debating it. Maybe even for, like, one night. You know, just maybe.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
Hotel party out of there.
Hey, I don't see why not. No, where's the gabagoo? But yeah, like, supposedly Al Capone's ghost haunted and a couple of other people.
Where did that Valentine's Day massacre take place?
Oh, I could probably look it up.
I know I'm in Chicago. I wonder, I mean, it was like some restaurant, right?
In the back.
But it wasn't like 20 people that died, that got murdered?
It was massacred? A bunch, like, all lined up. Pretty Little Maids all lined up in a row.
Did you see that crash, man, on it's online, that happened here in L.A. at a gas station? They caught it on camera.
No.
Speeding car, kills like 8 people, but speeding car, like, literally drove into, like, traffic is going on, and all you see is the video of some car going, like, 100 miles an hour, and just going, it's almost like, what the fuck was happening here? What was the mentality going on here? I'll show you the video later, but it was really crazy.
What the hell?
It's going around online, yeah.
When was this?
This morning. I saw
shit.
I was taking a shit, I saw the video. Yeah, crazy. Oh, wait, when they have... Oh, no, okay. Probably recently. I mean, the video's just getting spread, you know.
Oh, right.
Social media is and all that.
Damn, I didn't even hear about it.
Damn, I think Sam shit. Posted it on the Hell Satan's thing. I'll double check, but either way, yeah. So it looks like you got a good little group, because Mono's headed over there, right?
That's what he said, yeah.
Your sister, my sister, obviously, Edward, Jackie. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good little group.
So...
figure some stuff out to do.
What about Bex? Is Bex gonna show up?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm gonna talk to her.
I just talked to her the other day, but that didn't come up, so I'm not sure.
It's all good.
Good, man.
It's all good.
I saw my I got pretty fucked up. I haven't got, like, hung over like this in a while. So it was Wednesday night. I was in Benicia, but I drove to Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
We went to this bar called Members Only. Super posh. It would look awesome. Like, we got, if we ever go Frisco again, that's, I recommend it. Promote a podcast. It was fucking tight. Like, really, super really cool. And they have, like, a restaurant bar upstairs. Very, like, I felt underdressed because I came straight from work.
Oh, I see.
But still was cool. I met up with my cousin Lily and Alex and their boyfriends, or their dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool to, they were there for the whatever, you know, hanging out. And I was like, oh shit, you guys in the area? Dude, I'm up here for work. It's like 45 minutes away. It's not that far. It's like with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, you guys, I'll come, you know, met them for a drink, whatever. But you know how that goes. So it was like one drink turning into three or four type of shit, you know. And then they had like a bar downstairs. So it's like you go down like a speakeasy almost. and they got like really, really cool weird shit, like drawings and art shit on the walls. And then I just, the whole thing was like, man, this fucking looks dope. Like, I want my man cave to look like this. It all looked really, really cool. But yeah, that's how it was. So we ended up having like a big, I think it was just like, it's kind of cool just being outside in a different city and just hanging out. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, and it ended up, like I said, like, I had way too much. I hadn't drank that much in a long time. But recovery was so, like, fuck, man. I used to be ready to go. I had to work the next day in San Jose, so it's about an hour and a half. Hmm. No, like an hour 10. Not too far from where I was at, but I had to do a walk. It wasn't just, like, me by myself. I had to go meet. I had a meeting and we were doing a walkthrough for a job. The job I'm doing next week, the... Mm-hmm. Whatever. So I'm like sweating, and I'm like, and I'm like literally trying not to throw up, like, oh, as man, I'm doing this stuff. Worst. And then I'm like, okay, like it was supposed to be like an hour long, and I'm trying to get everything, and I was just like, oh yeah, I got this, I got it, don't worry about it. Oh, okay, cool. And I gave, like, I had to do a proposal this morning based on the information I got, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, I needed more than I had, right? I had to like. I had to do a legit... I hope they don't know listening. But I like, you know, whatever. I'm getting the information I need to be able to get an accurate account, you know, and do, like I said, I'm doing a proposal, so I need a PO, purchase order for the job before we can even start, because we need the money for the project and all this stuff. And I'm legitimately just like, dude, I think I was there for like 15 minutes. And then I just walked through, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I think I got it. So I like... So as soon as I'm done with the meeting, I'm like, oh, you're sure? You're good? Like, yeah, good. I've done this many times before. We're good. I have a couple guys, and we'll knock it out by whatever. We'll hash out the details later. It's like, yeah, okay, cool, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Whatever. I immediately go back to the car, and I'm just like, ugh. like everything I was holding in not to come off looking hungover. I was just like, it just came out of me. And I legit just laid down. Like, I put the cars back, and I laid down for like 15 minutes, and it was just like, oh my god, this is
hating life.
Hating life type of shit. And I was like, and from there I'm headed home, so I got like a 6-hour drive from here, and I'm just like, I can't do this, man. You know, I was almost debating, like, let me just get a room, and I don't even care, I'll just come back Friday morning, right? Like, right, I'll just get a room just to sleep this off for the day. I just felt so fucking shitty, and I was like, fuck, man, I got that way from beers, dude. Like, that's how, like, damn. I felt my age, like, I just not doing this like I used to. I did a proposal this morning, and I overestimated everything, because I don't even, like, man, I don't even know if I had enough information for whatever. So let me just overcompensate. So make sure,
because gotcha.
you don't want to come, you never want to come under,
right?
Because then you have to ask for more, and then you have to be explained, etc. So I overestimated. I overestimated by like at least over a grand, because the project's legit. I redid it now with better things, whatever. And it came to a little bit under 5, right? So a little 4 something. But I estimated for almost 7, 6, 9, 7. I was like, this is what it is. And I was like, this, here you go. And I even put my rate up. So just to, like, cover all my bases type of shit.
Right.
And then I sent the email, like, oh, go. Like, immediately, no pushback. And it got approved. And I was like, oh, shit, man. I probably could have asked for more. Like, immediately I thought, like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, that whole thing. But
right.
It is what it is, right? But yeah, I was feeling it, bro. I hadn't felt like hungover like that in a long time. Where like, even when I used to feel hungover, I'd still like, fuck it. I mean, you gotta go work next day. You work and you push through.
Right.
This
right.
one, I felt like, I think that's where the most I feel my age. Like, I can't recover as well as I used to recover. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's damn. I don't know. It has to be like an age thing. But now you would need, in addition to just like sleep and water, maybe like, I don't know, eating certain things, or
I mean, what used to be a full day of recovery now is like 2 full days of recovery. Mm. You know,
you can't just sleep it off, you gotta go through it another day, and then little by little it just wears off.
Yeah,
kind of like Logan's like healing factor, but like an old man Logan.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like it's there, but not as, like, it's little by little it's just kind of disappearing.
Right. Not as strong as it used to be. Yep. Yeah. Well, you're not drinking right now, right?
Yeah, not yet.
What? How long has it been since you had your last drink?
June 25th.
So, damn, you're coming up on over a... Is this the...
It's over a month.
You usually do a month, right, when you take off? So this is the longest it's been in a while?
Yeah. It's just because of, like, my stomach shit.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. When's your next checkup?
I'm supposed to get my results next Wednesday. I'm going to talk to the doctor.
And but, they're going to tell you...
Yeah, like...
exactly what's wrong or exactly what to do to cure it?
Either or. You know, I took my got my blood test and all that. Like, so they're going to analyze all that.
Have you felt different?
Well, like, they had me on the meds, but I ran out. But, like, when I was still on them, like, felt a lot better.
I guess what I mean is have you felt different not drinking?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just in
like,
a good way?
Yeah, in a good way. Just, like, clarity. Nothing too major, you know, but it's almost like just kind of counting down the days until, like, whatever point. Probably, like, Chicago, I'll start drinking again.
Oh, okay.
But, so, it, like, it'd be, like, what, just about, like, 2 months to the day?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's right.
Sounds about right, yeah. So, see how that goes. Probably start off, like, easy or something, and then... Because that's the cool thing, because when you're all, like, green-livered again...
Date. You'd be a cheap date. That's a good thing.
Hell, yeah. You're nobody like, drink the beer. The beer is gone.
You're like two, yeah. Three beers in, and you're like, I'm fucking feeling it, bro. Yeah.
Well, that's how it was, like, when I first went veggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... Like, I don't know. It felt like puberty version 2.0. Like, drinking, like, a beer. Not even, like, a crazy heavy beer. Just, like, a whatever beer, you know? It felt like... Had, like, the potency of, like, 2.5.
Really?
Yeah, like, by the time I got, like, halfway of, like, the second beer, I was already like, what the fuck? Like,
so interesting. Maybe I should stop for a while, yeah. I have cut back a lot. Like, a lot. Comparatively speaking, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, normal. No, sometimes I'm only having, like, two tall boys. So that's, like, what, 4 beers, right?
Okay, sounds about right.
Yeah, because I'll drink my first tall boy, then I'll take my sleeping pill, and then by the time I'm done with my second tall boy, I'm already feeling like, I think I can knock out, and I'm good. And then that's, yeah. Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's a good, good thing for me. But I don't know. It might just be because I'm overworked as well, because I've been, like,
true.
Legitimately exhausted. Like, it's taking me so much more willpower to put, like, I thought I slept good last night, right? I got in pretty early, and then I was in bed by around 9, you know?
Okay.
Pretty much all I did was I got home, me and the kid, you know, whatever, we started hanging out, played a little bit of chess, you know?
Oh, nice.
Tommy's playing chess now, so that's cool.
Oh, good shit.
We watched What We Do in the Shadows. We caught up on What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking so funny, by the way. Like, the last few episodes, literally in tears. Are you watching this show?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God. Please start watching this show, dude. So fucking funny. Anyways... Did that. Oh, yeah. And then we watched Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That's funny.
I don't know what made us put it on, but we put it on. And uh-huh. We put it on as a joke, and then we just finished it. And then we watched... And then I go take a shit, and I come back, and the kids are watching Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, nice.
And it was just very funny, because we kept... It's the first time I've seen it in a long time.
Right.
And I know Gwen's seen it once before. Tommy's never seen it. And Jackie likes Arnold, obviously. He's... Who doesn't? But rewatching it, if you haven't seen it in a long time... It's so all over the place, like, tonally speaking.
Okay.
Like, it's supposed to be a kid's movie, right? You remember it as Arnold making a kid's movie, and it's very, like, yeah, this is great for kids and shit. There's, like, the opening 10 minutes is literally, like Terminator 7.
Like, the chase, right? Aren't they, like, cunning down, like, yeah, aren't they, like, in a market or something?
Yeah, well, like, an underground, like, no, you know what it looked like? Like... Where the kids for the Ninja Turtles, you know, where the Ninja Turtles, the Foot Clan, where they hang out.
Oh, okay,
that's
right.
That's what
right,
it
right.
looked like. So it's like legitimately, and he's there to look for a girl who's high as fuck, and she's literally like ODing as like he picks her up, but he's blowing people through walls like with the shotgun. He has a beard with like sunglasses and a trench coat. Like he doesn't look like the kindergarten. You know, that's after he gets cleaned up because he has to do the job for becoming a fake teacher, right? But he's like, this is like a whole, this is like, what are we watching? Tango and Cash 2? Like, it's a whole different movie. And even when the movie starts, when he's a cop, when he's a kindergarten teacher, like, there's a lot of stuff like tonally just like, what are we, like, it cuts to other scenes where the girl's getting her head, like she's getting knocked out. The main bad guy at the end literally gets shot to death in front of the other kid, like, on the urinal. Like, there's a lot of stuff where, like, what the fuck? This isn't a kid's, like... This is not an Arnold kids movie. Like, who like, thought this was cool or thought this was cool?
Right.
It was just very funny, though. But, you know, like, we were watching it like we would be, like, talking, you know, like, Mystery Science Theater or something, you know? Just talking shit. It was very funny. Yeah. But, yeah, I did that. And then I was in bed by, like, 9. And And, you know, you wake up, you know, my time zone shit, so I'm always up. I'm up early anyway, but I got good rest, you know. You're up four, you know, because I'm you know, sending mess, you know, Instagram stuff, and you're responding. You're up, too.
I'm always up.
I did a nice run, come back, but I felt so, by the time I went to work, my eyes were so droopy, like, as if I had been up all night. And I was just like, what's happening? I thought I got enough sleep, you know. Is it the age thing again, where like you need more rest than you used to recover or what? But I just remember being like, so like, I'm fucking, maybe it's the not having the sleeping pills when you're, I don't know. Cause I never take them when I'm home. But I'm on the road all the time, to be fair, but I just never take them when I'm home. And I don't know what it was, but I just felt like I'm like dragging ass. And I was like, This is so weird, man. I didn't even drink last night. I was having, you know, I just like, it's just so weird to me, like the way my body was feeling lately. Just kind of, and I think it's just because overwork and overstress, just nonstop, you know. I think that might be it, where I just need I need a legit full day off, or where I just rest, you know, don't do anything, and don't do any of my stupid workouts, or don't do nothing fucking or work, you know, just chill, bro. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is, or like an actual recovery day or a rest day, you know.
Yeah, because that's the way I've been feeling lately too. Like, I have been like sleeping, but I wake up like I still feel tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like even throughout the day, I'm like falling asleep. I'm just like, what the hell, man? Like I drank some coffee because I kind of laid off the coffee also because of my stomach thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like I had like a little bit, and I wasn't even really feeling it. I still feel like just kind of like. Fucking just like just dragging.
Yeah.
Like I don't have like any reason to like feel that tired, but I just feel tired. I feel drained, you know.
We're drained. That's the best way to put it. Exhausted, you know? Drained. Yeah.
I don't really know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just that time of the month or what. But
yeah, I guess I could say for myself as well. Like, you know, like I've been overdoing it, but nothing is out of the ordinary for me. Like this is pretty normal for me. So, is it? What do you think? Is just catching up?
I don't know. I mean, it could be.
With us, yeah.
Because it just feels weird, you know, like, I get, like, sometimes, you know, especially when my insomnia is, like, kind of, like, kicking my ass, you know? Like, I don't get much sleep, and I get why I'm, like, tired or whatever, mm-hmm. but, like, I've been, like, all right. Even if I get, like 6 hours, like, that's still, like...
No, that's what I'm going for, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, that's essentially what I had last night. That's why I thought, like, man, this is... More than I normally get. This is
perfect. Exactly, more than you normally get, but still feeling,
I still
like,
felt shitty.
Damn, like... Fucking tired, sleepy. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Must be all that monkeypox.
I was in the monkeypox capital of the world district.
What was that?
San Francisco.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's a homo disease. Mm-hmm. You look like one right now, which is like so disappointed when I make one of those sketches. But then Tommy starts laughing. And I'm like, come on, Gwen, come on, laugh. Man. And she's like, no, I'm not going to laugh at that. Come on, you know you want to laugh.
I didn't see that one coming. That was...
They do say it's higher there for obvious reasons.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I mean, it's just science. It's not the prejudice, it's just science.
No, it's all good. Sounds like something Alex Jones would say, right?
Yeah, you saw the trial? Are you keeping up with the trial? That's crazy, right? I like him, too.
It's, like, it reminds me of, like, Waking Life, you know?
Yeah, he had,
like,
his rant was awesome, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, he has a good little rant. That was before he was even Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like him, but I also take him as a character. I don't take him as an actual... I think we actually talked about this last on the podcast because we're talking about like influence people who legitimately like people who don't take him as a not necessarily a joke but as a character, people who take him seriously and they agree with him in, you know what I mean, like and they like take that to heart. It's almost like watching The Dark Knight and agreeing with the Joker, and then like you don't realize it's a character, like no, but he's right, or Thanos is right.
That, oh, gotcha. Yeah,
basically, any movie where you agree with the villain, and then you take that to heart, and that becomes your whole motto or motto from life, you know. And that's kind of how I feel that people are doing with Alex Jones. You know, they're is he irresponsibly? I mean, to him, it's just a character, right? But is he being irresponsible about it? where he's legitimately influenced people who are taking him seriously, and they're the ones actually causing damage to America. I mean, is that fair? But then, like, why, we don't feel that way about. I guess that's the difference between when you blur reality with fiction, right? When you blur a character into a persona that you've created, that you make money off of, or that you're selling,
mm-hmm.
and you blur that into your real life, where people don't know where the difference is, and I mean, not to me, it's on the people.
Absolutely,
to me, it's on the people. They should be responsible, and not like let. Well, nobody should be easily influenced, right? But we're giving too much credit to some people who just aren't manipulated easily, or but the fact that they create these actions. But I mean, is that on Alex Jones to be blamed for that?
I mean, like,
he is, it's just his persona, his little.
He's like the face for his ideology or whatever. You think of just like that rhetoric or whatever, you know, like.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's not even his ideology. He's almost pretending that ideology because that's what he makes money off of. Actually, it's Trumpish, right? Cause
exactly.
Isn't Trump that's... doing the same thing where he doesn't really think that, but he knows that the people who support him think that way, so he's
right.
playing it up.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the same shit, right?
Like, even social media influencers, you know, like they could be like whatever their thing is, you know, and they could like, oh, I don't think this is right, or I believe blah 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 blah, and of course, like all the followers are just maybe not all of them. Maybe I like to think that some people are getting, you know, capable of like questioning them, like, well, that's kind of dumb, like, but you know, like, yeah, a lot of people are just like open to it. Well, she said it, so, and it just kind of like it just it's kind of like I don't know if recycled is like the word, but you know,
feeding the beast. That
feeds itself. You know.
The beast that feeds itself, yeah.
Like a mob mentality where, like, so-and-so said, or it's like a thing, so I guess it's a thing now. And, you know, I guess there's no accountability for the things that creates. You know, especially, you know, when people get hurt or something happens.
I think I hold the people that are committing the actions more responsible than the people who are influencing them.
Like Charles Manson, where he didn't kill anybody, right. But, like, he got everybody else to do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's why I don't really blame Alex Jones for it. He's just doing what he has to do to make his money. I can't blame him for that.
Like what he's always done.
That's what we always do. Everybody does that. Everybody does what they have to do to make what they have to do for a living. To do it in, if you play up a certain personality, but that results in a negative actions because someone took you a certain way. Is that on me? Is that on you? Or is that? And does that alleviate that guy's responsibility? So that means that guy's not solely responsible because he's easily manipulated by some bullshit? Because he misunderstood the assignment, as the expression
goes. Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, I'm like...
I wonder what it is. You know?
Well, like, even, like, songs or music, you know, like, some people could construe, like, a song, like, absolutely. Oh, it needs this, and then they go out and do it. Like, do you blame the band?
Well,
like,
last time we were talking about this, we brought up Catcher in the Rye. That's the last one we were talking about. Like, should the author be responsible for fucking all those deaths that everybody blames the book for? No, I don't think so, you know? Right. Should George Orwell be blamed for 1984 when everybody, you know, fears fascism starts to, like, kidnap judges in Michigan and shit? Like, oh, man. I mean, I don't think so, but how much responsibility are we giving the artist or the creator or the influencer?
Right, right.
And how much are we alleviating from the one influenced and... the one who actually did the horrible act, whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know? Because in that case, I am kind of almost defending a Trump mentality or a, you know, Alex Jones mentality. I'm defending them because, yeah, they're just playing it up. If you're an idiot enough or a bozo enough to not realize this is an act or not realize that they're playing to you because they want your money and you're taking that way too far... That's the person that should be responsible. I don't give a fuck if this idiot Trump influences you, like
violent video games, you know, like
that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not blaming Marilyn Manson for fucking Columbine. Are you fucking retarded? No, you know what I'm saying. Like that's the same mentality I give to someone like Trump or Alex Jones. I'm not blaming them for the actions of their fucking the people they influence. I'm blaming those fucking dumbass influence people that are influenced. You know?
Again, Thank You for Smoking.
Mm-hmm. It's a great movie, yeah.
Like, there's this conversation that David Koechner is having with Aaron Eckhart and Maria Bello.
Yep.
Do you know what part I'm talking
about? I know exactly what you're talking about. When he's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, go ahead.
Well, it's just like the part where he's like if a drunk driver, you know, like runs into like a crowd or something, do you go knocking on the door of General Motors? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's the drunk driver that did it, not course, like, yeah. the company, you know? I think that was just a very good analogy because sure. it really does put it into perspective.
Not just General Motors,
know?
Though, but yeah, but I remember that, and I remember thinking when I remember watching that movie, like, or even the Corona Company. Are you blaming the Corona Company?
To make beer look delicious on the beach?
That happened. That actually ended up happening at the, you know, to bring it back to the Bottoms Up people. One of the reasons is because they got closed is because the dude drove his car or his truck
and
then crashed into the apartment building that ended up killing a dad and his girl. And they were trying to blame the bar because they said that the bartenders were over-serving. Rather than, you know, over-serving the dude that. And that's not really, the dude was, it was a whole different story, whole different thing to it, but that's what they were going for. And I guess in that case, like, you're literally looking for whoever has the most, you can win the most money off of, right? That kind of thing. So, well, you're blaming the bar owners because they're insured and they're going to have the most payout. So let's say the bartenders were over-serving that guy. And even in reality, that's not what happened. Some other stuff was happening. But that's where you go to. It's almost like you're looking for every other outcome for your best benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want the truth that this guy is a fucking an asshole. This guy's the most responsible, the one who actually crashed into it. But there's nothing to gain there other than justice. And is that not, that's not enough anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, you know? Like, why can't getting the person actually responsible for the action be enough? Why do we have to go, or what caused this? And what caused that? And then we should hold these people responsible, like... Really? Like, I don't know. I just don't know why that's not enough. Yeah.
But yeah, like, just, I don't know, like, frivolous lawsuits, people just trying to get money wherever they can at whoever's expense. Like, I guess that's irrelevant to them.
But. Yeah, the money might be a factor, but it's also, like, grieving people that are grieving and extreme emotions. Like, oh my God, like, you lose your kid, you lose your husband. You're almost like, it's almost incomprehensible, like, what you can do, right? Or what can even put yourself in that mentality. And you're just looking for someone to grab a hold on because life just sucks, right? You know, you could do that. You could do the God thing. You blame God for whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's almost not tangible enough for you, you know? So you got to look for something like, well, who else is responsible? Let's... get a hold of them,
like,
you know.
Go up the chain, yeah. See, like...
That's me being nice, not saying it's not financial reasons, right? Because most of the time it is. Absolutely. But in this instance, it might be something where you're just so overwhelmed with grief that you need answers why this happened. So, and it's not enough that this guy was just a fucking dumbass. That's not enough I lost my husband, I lost my daughter, and just because this guy's a dumbass? No, I need more. The bartenders are overselling him. The bar owners know this is what's happening. They want them to do, you know, like, you're almost looking for shit. Like,
yeah, that's definitely reaching
your hands to get your hands around, just so you can mentally grasp what's going on, because that could break you down. Like, this just happened because it happened, type of thing. That because life sucks, that's why it happened. Like, no, let's blame somebody. We need to blame somebody, you know?
Right?
And that one guy is in enough. You know,
it's not satisfying.
Yeah.
Need some kind of
but that's a truth of reality for everybody, that sometimes the answer that is the answer, not the one you seek, and it's not satisfying. Sometimes just like, because
he's got the shit end of the deal, and
that's
what that was.
I think what that is a fear of death and a fear of God as well. Like, you don't want to admit to, if you believe in God, you don't want to admit that he might be an asshole to you or that this whole incident is just like, yeah, he's testing you. That's not good enough. Fuck you, you know? Like, oh, works in mysterious ways? Go fuck yourself. Like, that's not enough. Give me a real answer. Because the one that's given isn't enough.
Right. You know?
And really, in reality, God is just really a substitute for life, for the world. That's all it is. Like, life sucks sometimes. Life's random. There's no explanation. And it leads to nihilism, because sometimes things are just completely random. There's no really meaning to a lot of this stuff, or no explanation, you know?
Just something that happens.
We put meaning into things because we're aware of our own death, but nobody wants to acknowledge the fact that it all might be pointless, you know? I think that's what a lot of religious people are afraid of acknowledging, that who they worship or who they believe in may not be real. But I think, my personal opinion, if you can confront that and still have your faith, that would make it even more strong. But everybody's afraid to do that. Why? Why are they afraid to acknowledge the fact that there may not be a God? What's the big deal with acknowledge? If anything, wouldn't that make your faith stronger? You know what I mean? And it's a reality that people we need to face as an existential crisis, right? Like, regardless of whatever belief structure, whether it's Buddhism, Islam, whatever religion you believe in, like, it might be bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We should, as believers or as servants, we should acknowledge that, the fact that, yeah, what I believe in might not be true. What's the big, why is people afraid to admit that? I don't understand.
Could be like an identity thing, maybe, or just something that they put so much into. That probably more than they should have, because they probably weren't, they weren't being I don't know, just
aware, cognizant.
Yeah, well, something where, you know, you can, like, you know, still take a step back, or like you say, you know, like, hey, that might be, that might not be what it is. They just go like all in, and maybe they don't want to come to terms with the fact that, like, this was probably like a, like, well, I don't want to call it a mistake.
No, I think it might be one mistake, but that's okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are people so afraid to have their faith questioned? Like, how strong are you in your faith if you're afraid that if any bit of doubt that comes into you, you're so you lash out? That's insecurity. Meaning, strong is your faith if you're so insecure, right? That's like little dick energy type of shit, you know?
That's like Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
That's exactly what that is, yeah. But that's husbands that can't trust their wives type of shit. If you trust your God, you got nothing to worry about. You can acknowledge he doesn't exist or she doesn't exist, whatever. Like, I think, like, that kind of mentality with all religious people would, like, this is why the Crusades happened. Like, all those needlessly innocent deaths that happened because of divine justification.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So fucking bullshit. Like, that stuff like that that gets put in a God's name never needs to happen if you can acknowledge the fact that that God may not exist, but you can still serve or believe. Like, if anything, it makes your faith even stronger. Like, that's why I don't understand when people don't see that. Like, it's okay to acknowledge that it may not be real. But why are people so... It's got to be insecurities, religious insecurities, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. That's the only reason that I can think of, like, don't you say, I know for without a doubt. Like, you don't. And it's okay not to know. You're not supposed to... We're not supposed to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to question everything. I think God would want that.
God's a kid with an app for him.
There's like a funny thing from like the weirdest random show, Malcolm in the Middle, right? Where like, where I got one of the best like views on religion on it, or on God itself. But he's talking about burning ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dewey's talking about, of course he is, right? And he says that he was burning ants, but it was too hard for him to figure out which ones were good and which ones were bad and which ones deserved to die and which ones didn't. So he was just doing it randomly. And I was just thinking, like, oh my God, this is the perfect, like, analogy for, like, someone who's so much more powerful than just our meaningless existences. That, yeah, like, at some point, like, morality doesn't even come into play. It's not even about good or evil. It's just randomness of life in general. And, yeah, shit happens to good people and shit happens to bad... Good shit happens to bad people, bad shit happens to good people. It's all random. It's all like, it's almost chaos, you know? Which, ironically, is like the first deity of Greek myth, is chaos, you know? Which, chaos is another word for chaos, is randomness. So it's just so funny how things come full circle, you know?
It's very nihilist.
It's just the truth. Or it's not. Who cares? Who knows? We're not supposed to know.
You know what I mean?
But we're also not supposed to pretend to know. You know what I mean? I think that's the problem with people are pretending to know. And their fear of death as a justification for everything else. That's all, you know? It's just weird.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know how do we get to that from the other part? Oh, from the random death of the dude.
Oh, right.
Bottoms, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the randomness of that kind of violence. Yeah, it's heartbreaking, but it's also, it could have been completely random.
God's will, though, right?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Life's will, you know? Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, like, when you think about it, like, say, like, you were to ask somebody, like, I don't think they need to be even, like, a religious fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anybody. Be like, oh, like, well, why didn't God save that person, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Is it God's will? Like, is that okay? Like, I always, like, wonder, like, what a conversation like that would be like, you know, just because I'd be very interested, you know, just, like, under those circumstances, you know, they'd probably defend it to me, like, oh, no, Like, I mean, I don't know, whatever they would say, but, like, I mean, like, if, say, something, I don't know, something bad happens to, like, a bad person, it's like, oh, that's God's will, because they did something wrong, and God's punishing them.
Well, not just God's will, it's karma. Let's go Eastern philosophy instead. It's fucking karma, right?
Okay.
It's Buddhism.
But, I mean, like, just...
Taoism.
Specifically, you know, just that, you know, they...
Yeah, but that's unfair. It's unfair to call out the Judeo-Christian one and not pretend that that stuff doesn't happen on the Eastern religion as well. You know what I mean?
Right, right. But I just mean, like, I'm just, like, just to... Trying to... The way that people would rationalize that, you know, something bad happened to them, so that's what that is.
Same conversation, but let's pretend we're having it in China or India.
Okay. But it's just more like, you know, just like...
You have to do the accent.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man. Okay,
I'll just keep thinking, like, Nathan Fielder's, like, little, like...
The Indian driver?
I'm not going to do it, man.
Oh, me salsa. Oh, my God. The best. Are you watching the rehearsal, by the way?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
So fucking funny, man. So good.
Definitely go to watch that one, too.
That's funny. Yes, I'm sorry. Continue.
Like, the point I'm trying to make is just, like, people just kind of pick and choose the way they want to, like, set the narrative just 100%. Based on what happens,
pick
you know?
And choose thing, 100%.
But it all, like, just comes down to, you know, just them trying to, like, guard their, like, the insecurity, because essentially that's what it is, you know? They don't want to, like, question it. They don't want to, like, you know, come to the realization that everything they ever believed wasn't even a thing.
That's what I would say. I wouldn't say that everything they believe in is bullshit, but there's a possibility that it might be. That's all I want people to acknowledge. Acknowledge the fact that whatever you believe in, whether it's atheism, whether it's creationism, whether it's Eastern or whether it's Western, it might all be bullshit and I might be wrong. Why can't people just acknowledge that they might be wrong? That's all I want from people. Acknowledge that you don't know everything and everything that you put your whole heart into or you passionately believe you're for sure, you might be wrong. That's all I want people to acknowledge. And I think less negative things would get done if people didn't have passion behind it or divine righteousness. Righteousness. Right. I hate that word, righteousness. That's so, whether it's, like I said, creationism, atheism, Eastern or Western, none of that should matter. It just, you just need to acknowledge the fact that you might be wrong and that person might be right. Or none of it's right, or if it's right. But we just need to open to the possibility. And then you'd feel less inclined about persecutions in that way, you know? Mm. At least as far as the, you know, but is it manifest destiny bullshit goes? What is it in Dogma? The shit that gets carried out in his name.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he threw in televangelist in that, you know?
That's a pretty big one, too. Oh,
bro, that's like one of the most disgusting ones. And it's that one's, to me, is shocking. The fact that you can legitimately be either spiritual or religious, either creationist or either, the fact that you can look at someone who's a televangelist and not see that guy as a piece of shit, that's weird to me. That's weird that not everybody, that's a devil in sheep's clothing type, or wolf in sheep's clothing, I've ever, like, that's so obvious to me. So I don't understand how big these people are. Well, it's hands down to the influencer shit again, right? Like, we don't see them for what they are, like an Alex Jones, like a Trump, like a televangelist. Like, how do the masses not see this? You know what I mean?
Just probably just like just years and years of conditioning. Like, it's just normal. It's you don't question it just because it's so familiar and it's just what it is. And you don't question the Bible or anybody that talks about it. You know,
wonder if that any cycle. Other like because that's only pretty prominent to the Judaic or not even Judaic because it's not really a Jewish thing. So it's more no. I'm sorry. It's big time in the Jewish religion as well. You're never supposed to question the Torah. It's even worse in there. It's just not massively publicized. I guess what I'm saying is, I wonder if you have that in the Eastern religions with Hinduism, Buddhism, or Taoism. Like, I wonder if there's any, like, quote-unquote televangelists on there, you know?
I don't know. I never even thought about that, actually. That's a good question.
Like, does everybody have their version of that, you know?
Huh. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I have to, like, look into it.
Right. But I guess it's just because you have, like, with the Southern Baptist type of mentality, that's almost become like a stigma itself for that kind of thing now, right?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Huh. Yeah, but I wonder if it happens with the other ones as well. Yeah.
Unless there's like no, you know, divine entity or something.
Divine entity? What do you mean?
No, I mean like religions, like a, what is it? I think Confucianism. That one doesn't have a god, right?
That one technically, you know, it does, but you're not even supposed to mention it. Because if you do, that limits it, which is a great, actually, way of thinking. I love the existential way of thinking, because if you were even to mention, you know how, like, there's so many limitations that you put on as, like, oh, it's male, you know, in the Judeo-Christian, it's his, it's him.
Oh, gotcha.
He has, like, a bunch of names. So in the Confucianism, to even give that all thing, whatever, a name, would be to limit it, and that's presumptuous of someone at our level to limit something like that. So
gotcha.
We're not even supposed to name it, or else you're limiting it, which actually makes sense. Which makes sense in a philosophical way. To even get something that... Something can't be omnipotent if you even limit it to naming it. You know what I mean? You're, everything you put on it as descriptions is a limitation immediately, you know? So I think that's actually a brilliant way to think about it, you know, to... We're not even supposed to talk about it, because even talking about it would limit it, so it's so more powerful than what we are that you're not even supposed to mention it, you know. That
gotcha.
Kind of very, it's very interesting, yeah.
The things we do not speak of. Oh shit. My bad.
What's happening? Oh. Yeah. I don't know how that's so interesting how we got from point A to point Z, but
Z, yeah.
But I like it. I like it. I love it. It's pretty much what Snooze and Booze was born out of, you know, that kind of thing.
See, point Alpha to point Omega.
Yeah. I like those movies. The Wolf movies? The cartoon
movies? The cartoon. Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. No, I think the best highlight of the thing was you doing your... I had to edit it out, everybody, but Loaf did a flawless Chinese accent.
Whatever,
Cantonese,
man.
Specifically. You did Cantonese. That was
no,
weird.
I didn't.
How'd you do that? How'd you know the difference between Cantonese and Mandarin? The
accents? I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what's going on with me.
I'm just kidding. He did Hindi. You did a Hindi accent.
Stupid,
yes,
man.
Come on.
No, I'm not gonna do it, man.
Dude, I'm always arguing with Gwen specifically about this, about, because I always do an impression of our landlord, who's, you know, Vietnamese. But she says I'm being racist, but I'm not being racist. I'm not doing a Vietnamese impression. I'm doing an impression of our landlord, who happens to be Vietnamese. You know what I mean? That's my justification.
That's a very Norm Macdonald-y take on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom does really... He's really good at impressions. He does a really good Norman one. Why don't you tell me your favorite Norm joke there, Loaf?
Damn. I don't know any. At least not off the top of my head. I still have to, like, watch it. Oh, I don't know. It's, like, stupid. Like, it's one of the weekend updates where he's talking about, like, oh, the richest girl in the world, you know, she just had a birthday party. To give you guys an idea of just how rich she is, at the party, they serve 2 cakes. Then he just, like, kind of sits there, just, like, waits for, like, people just, like, yeah. His little scattered, like, laughs. It's just one of those that I remember.
My favorite weekend update Norm joke, it's different from his regular shit, but my favorite weekend update Norm joke, when he's talking about how, like, he says a sexist woman joke about, like, driving bad or something like that. And then he's like, it's your typical whatever, you know, women are bad drivers statistic. It's like a pie, whatever. And like, for everybody moaning and pissing and moaning at that joke, a woman wrote that joke. And then he's like, now you don't know what the hell to do, huh? And then there's like a laugh of that. It's like, I'm just kidding, we don't hire women. And it's just like, it's the perfect setup punch. But the actual joke is like, doesn't even fucking matter at this point. The
right.
fact that the it's just, it's so Norm. It's amazing. It's great. It's so good. All right, guys. Can't think of anything better than to leave it there. This was fun. Unexpected turns. Just like women driving. I'm sorry. At least I didn't say Asian women driving. Because Loaf does a great impression about
stupid.
Asian women driving. Loaf?
No, I don't, man. No. Lies. All
right.
Lies.
You're going to do your impression right now. Ready? Go.
I don't have any impressions.
Thank you for that impression.
Whatever,
nice.
Man.
Okay, guys. This has been Susan Booze bringing you... what was it? We had a lot of fun recording.
Oh, there you go.
You'll have a lot of fun listening.